Now to the trio for strings of Nancy van de Veit, an American composer living in Vienna. Van de Veit's professional training included study at the Eastman School of Music, Wellesley College, the University of Mississippi, and Florida State University, from which she received a Doctor of Music degree in composition. Trio for strings is very different from Hensel's trio, and one reason is that it is much easier to play. The work was composed in 1974 for the 1975 Stowe Chamber Music Competition, which sought work simple enough to be sight-read by amateur musicians. It was begun in Knoxville, Tennessee, and completed at Yaddo in Sarasota Springs, New York, winning third prize among 172 entries, and it was premiered in Stowe, Vermont in August 1975. The technical demands of the work are simple. It can be performed almost entirely in the first position of the strings, where you don't have to shift up your hand. There are very few notes faster than an eighth note, and the rhythms are uncomplicated. The music is primarily diatonic and linear. Yet I think the piece sounds contemporary, and van de Veit creates a piece which is interesting and which moves pleasingly from idea to idea. It also has emotional content, and that's not easy to fulfill all of those requirements and have an effective piece that is not too difficult to play. I think she does a masterful job of it. Although clearly not a virtuoso piece, I didn't notice upon first listening to it that it was as technically undemanding as I have just described. I just enjoyed the piece, and I hope you will too. Because of time constraints, I'm going to omit the second movement. Trio for Strings of Nancy van de Veit, performed by members of the Boleslav Martinu Philharmonic String Quartet.